This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
I got more cookies done on my day off on Monday.
Can I confidently say on the air, if you're off for cookies, I could say you're off for making cookies.
Absolutely.
I kind of tiptoed around it. Like, I was afraid you'd be like, why did you tell everyone I was making cookies?
But first of all, I don't ever care if you tell somebody that I took off for whatever.
Even if you make it up?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is there's really nothing like the tiptoe around. You know, I tell people Jason's a slug today and doesn't want to be in, and that's about it. I don't worry
about
it.
Those are days I'm actually here.
So I made cookies, and I make cookies, and I do it. It's a process because, you know, I like to do cookie trays. And I made chocolate chip cookies the other day because my kids, no matter how much time and effort I put into every other delicious cookie, and they like them all. My son's like, and my daughter, just make like four times as many chocolate chip cookies. That's all they want. That's all they care about. I make chocolate crinkles. I make the cream cheese spritz cookies. I make sugar cookies. I make the peanut butter blossoms with the Hershey Kiss. Did I say sugar cookies? Yeah. What am I missing?
I don't know if you did,
the gingerbread cookies I make. I'll make the ricotta cookies. And then I want chocolate chips.
We got all these fancy cookies. I go, just give me the chocolate.
What's your favorite kind of a Christmas cookie?
I'm afraid to say now.
Well, you can.
I do like chocolate chip.
Okay, outside of chocolate chips, since that's not a Christmas cookie.
I think I like those, the ones that are like peanut butter in the middle. Is that something? I don't know.
They have ones that have like the peanut butter Reese's cup in the middle.
Maybe that's
it. I do like the peanut butter with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
I'm very basic. I really enjoy a good sugar cookie. Mm-hmm. Those, when done well, I'll tell you something. You know you've tasted greatness.
Right.
Yeah, and I like a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie is the number one dessert for the most popular Christmas dessert in Pennsylvania is the sugar cookie. That's number one.
I'm a good company then.
New York is the same. You go to Ohio and it's red velvet.
Fancy, fancy Ohio.
Red velvet was cake for Christmas? Is that a thing?
I mean, it makes sense if you think about it.
I guess.
Christmas is full of red.
I guess.
But, yeah.
It's kind of weird. Still, pumpkin pie is on the list.
Oh, wait, these are desserts, not just cookies.
It's just his most popular Christmas desserts in each U.S. state. There's pecan pie. And you'll see that as you get, let's see, where's pecan pie? There's not many in here.
No, there's not many?
Who's got pecan? Oh, District of Columbia and Connecticut. There's rice pudding, carrot cake, biscotti. There's tiramisu. And then sugar cookies.
You may have overpronounced that one. Is it tiramisu?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu, right?
Tiramisu. Something like that. Okay. Who knows?
I'm getting now because we stopped talking serious, all the crazy sad stuff.
I know. There's lots of crazy sad stuff. I'd like to talk cookies. What's your favorite cookie, everybody? My cookie press died halfway through my cookies. So I do a cream cheese spritz cookie and I make it a green dough because I like to do wreaths and I like to do trees. And halfway through, it crapped the bed, and it died.
Oh, no.
My husband tried to help me. He came in. He's like, he fixed it, but it was temporary, and then I'd pump it, and then it would break. And then he'd fix it, and I'm like, I can't do this after every cookie. Halfway through, I got out the flour and the rolling pin, and I just rolled them out and did the basic cookies. Because I couldn't spritz it anymore with that. And then I bought a spritz gun, which is for next Christmas. I found it on sale on Amazon.
Just for protection. It's a gun thing.
Don't come near me. I have my spritz gun. I might do snowball cookies because I do like those. I got to add something to the repertoire here.
I just can imagine.
I shall bring some in. Like and we shall eat.
Guys, I've been listening to your show since December of 2024. I remember the first segment, I just laughed out loud. It was Nancy thinking about what she might bake.
Someone else says the Welsh tea shop. The Welsh tea shop in Clark Summit. Ooh. That sounds fabulous.
That does sound good.
So if you like those. Someone else says pecan tassies are great. What are they?
I don't know.
I must go look.
I grew up in Jersey, a town called Bridgewater was one of those. George Washington slept here towns. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of Revolutionary War stuff. So okay. Snickerdoodles were big. No one makes Snickerdoodles
anymore.
I
love them. I made those, I think, last year or the year before because they're a huge hit. Like Snickerdoodles.
I don't necessarily think they're the greatest thing ever, but it was such a big part of my childhood I thought would be around forever. Mm-hmm. Now, Snickerdoodles, not on the menu anywhere. But that was just that.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, so what else?
Someone's like, I like when you guys talk cookies. We can talk sympathy for killers, or we can talk cookies.
Which is a real sentence that actually makes sense.
What's in there, Johnny L?
There's a church in Scranton making Welsh cookies.
Oh, yeah? Is it a Welsh church?
No, it's St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Ooh.
Welsh Cookie Emporium.
Yeah. Evangelical
Lutheran Church.
A lot of names.
St. Matthew's.
Where?
Okay.
On Jefferson Avenue in Scranton.
So they're making them for the holidays?
Yes.
For sale. Let's
see. Currently, right now, they're cooking.
They're outside right now.
They have Welsh cookies. It says December 14th and 15th.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool. Oh, here, I'm looking at it on Facebook, folks, if you're interested, those of you who asked. St. Matthew Evangelical Lutheran Church, Welsh cookies this weekend, December 14th and 15th. You can message the page on Facebook or call the church office and place an order, $6 per dozen, and these are big. That's a good deal.
Okay, that's good.
$5 per dozen of the small ones. You can pick them up on the church on Sunday. There you go. We've done our good deed for those who want their Welsh cookies, and they're delicious.
Someone texted in about different types of cookies they want. Italian pepper cookies, which sound interesting.
Yeah, they are good.
Prank-wise, Italian hot pepper cookies. Give them a go. See what your friends think.
You never know. I love hearing about your cookies, folks.
This should really be our show, really. It'd just be a lot easier.
Snickerdoodles, poppy seed, and nut rolls. Yeah, they are good. They are really good. They're good with the hot tea. I like lots of hot tea with my cookies. You guys have really helped out with a lot of great cookie ideas.
I mean, they've really not helped. They've given us names, and now all I want is cookies. So I appreciate the text, but I wish I had cookies instead.
You know what? A lot of times your parents or your grandparents are the ones that get you to do certain types of cookies. My mother always did spritz cookies. It was a German thing from her family. And then I started doing, and I do have to do them this year, the Lekvar. I do half Lekvar. I do half apricot.
Yeah.
And I kind of morphed it a little and used, I think, cream cheese in the last bread dough that I used. But if I have to do it like my grandma did, she just did it, I think, with regular bread dough, which it still tasted fabulous.
I just looked up this Lekvar stuff. I'm sorry, but this is not what you wanted to talk about here. I looked up Lekvar. I've seen Lekvar. This really needs some of those dyes that RFK Jr. is trying to get rid of. I've seen it before. He says it looks like tar.
They're Hungarian cookies is what they are. They're folded over like little babies in a blankie. But you can use prune. You can use a whole bunch.
I guess you can mix.
I've done them with nut filling too, like a nut roll. But I put the filling in the cookie.
I seem to have like memories of having this as a kid, and there was some like seeds in it, and freaked me out. Is that possible?
It possibly, if it was raspberry
maybe, or
filling or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
If like you don't
little baby seeds. Anyway, that's just. Thank you for these texts. They are interesting and making me hungry.
It's fun to do something a little different.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.